You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's talk about Celtic music. Here's a tune called The Monaghan Jig, done in Ireland in traditional style. And now, here's the very same jig served up by the Southeast Michigan group Nessa. Nessa reimagines the ballads and dance tunes of the old Celtic world, bringing in a wide range of musical styles. The ensemble is led by Kelly McDermott, who plays the flute and sings, and she is back with us now on Stateside. Welcome back, Kelly.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I first want to start out by saying I absolutely love your show.
Thank you.
And I'm just amazed by the variety of programs, so it's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be able to talk about your music because it is wonderful. And you have a new EP.
Yes.
And it's called Travel Walk to Celtica.
Yes.
We started out with a taste, giving people an idea of how Nessa reinvents these tunes. Some of them are who knows how old and written by who knows. They've been kicking around in Ireland and Scotland for years. What do you love about these old Celtic melodies?
That's such a good question. I actually sometimes try to not reject this passion that I have, but to seek other types of music, folk or, you know, maybe Italian folk or some French or German. I definitely am attracted to Japanese music and Indian music, as in India. And I just keep coming back to this Celtic music. It's so deep in my cells. And it's, to me, it's just a calling. It's a passion that I live with. And I just have to accept it.
Well, I want to listen to another cut now from this new EP from Nessa. Let's take a listen to Travel Walk. There are many ways to put Celtic music out there. My daughter spent some 15 years in competitive Irish dance, so we've sat in a lot of conference centers listening to that traditional style with fiddle, accordion, and flute. There's Celtic rock like Black 47 and Flogging Molly, certainly Enya and the New Age Celtic. Yours is different from all of that. How do you describe your sound?
Well, I've done a fair amount of research studying what Celtic fusion is, and it really first started in the American South, where you have the Appalachian, Scottish, Irish, some African American, and just basic country music. And there's a quote somewhere I read about it. Basically, all when you dissect it down to the most common denominator, most of our American music, even jazz, comes from shades of Irish and Scottish. But for me, when I study the fusion aspect of it, it's quite natural because I'm a classical flutist, have degrees in classical flute, and have worked mostly in classical music most of my life. And my husband, Rob, who is my partner in the band, he has degrees in jazz, upright bass. And this beautiful man, Mike List, plays hand drums, and he's studied in India. He's studied tabla and just many places around the world. And then Dan Palmer is, and when he plays with Nessa, we call him Dan McPalmer. he's a really fun guy. He has degrees in classical guitar and jazz, and he teaches, you know, in some of the colleges in Michigan, both classical and jazz. So when you put us together, it just naturally has all these elements that are hard to really pinpoint, but you definitely can feel it. And this EP, I have to say, is dedicated to my two children, Emma and Spencer, and my godson, Terry, who are 16, 19, and 21. So I am around pop music all the time and rap music all the time. And I wanted to dedicate this music to them, and I wanted to bring in some EDM and, you know, call it Celtica.
Sometimes a song the young will make strong. Also my shoulder to carry.
Wondering when Nessa is out there playing live, you've got an audience in front of you and you talk to people who follow Nessa, can you tell if you're bringing new listeners into the Celtic music fold?
Actually, that's a very good point. I have had people say to me, now I like Celtic music, or now you make me want to listen to Celtic music. So, you know, we're not a big pub band. We really love playing festivals, listening rooms, performing arts series, and libraries, actually. And the library audience I'm in love with, because the people are just there to absorb and just take in all of the music.
Not to sing rebel songs and drink beer.
Yeah, and they kind of get the classical thing that comes through. And very often I just have people thanking me and saying, you know, you brought me such joy and I never understood this music before. So it's definitely a mission.
Well, you have a release party for the new EP coming up April 10th at the Arc. You're going to have the Motor City Irish Dancers there, because having a good hard shoe treble reel going along with a good rollicking tune, they fit so well. What's next for Nessa?
Well, after our EP release, we're actually composing music, not just the EP. I'm composing a spring suite, which has shades of classical and some jigs, and Rob and Dan have written some music for that spring suite. After that, my daughter and I are going to Ireland, so I hope to study and pick up as much as I can to bring back. And then we have a summer full of festivals in Ohio, Indiana.
In fact, I checked your website, and anyone who wants to see Nessa play live, there are dates in Michigan and Ohio through the spring and summer, and all you have to do is go to nessamusic.com, and that's N-E-S-S-A music.com. Kelly McDermott, great fun, wonderful music. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.